A surprising aspect of climate policy in New Zealand is the lack of attention that's been paid to whether the emissions trading scheme is working or not. Since 2016, the carbon price has quadrupled. This time 5 years ago, or just slightly over 5 years ago, the price for an emissions permit was less than $10. Today it's nearly $40. As far as I'm aware, nobody has actually done a formal study of how well the emissions trading scheme is cutting carbon. Obviously, the price has gone up substantially. It must have translated into real effects on the ground, but nobody's, as far as I'm aware, has checked. The question of whether it's working is pertinent because the Climate Change Commission has come out with fairly radical proposals in its draft recommendations around its emissions budget. Those recommendations are based partly on a view that the ETS is not enough, but nobody's actually checked whether that's true. There is good reason to think that the ETS is working. As I mentioned, the price has quadrupled in the last 5 years. Overseas studies of ETSs show fairly consistently that emissions trading schemes work even at low carbon prices. A standout example is the United Kingdom, which introduced a price floor into its, a minimum price into its ETS in 2013. And over the next 5 years, saw a dramatic reduction in emissions from its electricity sector as owners of coal generators all switched fairly quickly away from coal to natural gas. A particular study that was published just before Christmas attributed more than half this reduction in emissions from the electricity sector there to the emissions trading scheme. The price floor was set at something less than $40, less than the price we're currently paying here in New Zealand. So even a low carbon price can have dramatic consequences, at least they have in Britain and some parts of the United States. The interesting thing is that our emissions trading scheme is almost certainly better designed and more comprehensive than the British and America schemes in America. So if it's working in Britain, there's at least some, I think there's a pretty good chance it's working very well here. And anecdotally, when you talk to energy companies, they all will tell you that they've made investments that were made commercial, were turned into a commercial proposition, whether it's geothermal or wind energy or other renewables. They will say that the commercial basis for those investments was the emissions trading scheme. That was the thing that made the difference between investing and not investing in that technology.